Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Adam Jones. It's not his fault.
Now, we like him. It's not his fault. He is who he is.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
I trust Jalen Brunson or Damian Lillard
to hit the shot.
To hit the shot, to make the play with all the marbles, the middle of the circle. Boy, did I date myself there. Then I do Jason. Until I see otherwise. I've seen it in moments, but I've also seen him, and it's not just a matter of whether you make the shot or you miss the shot. It's, are you aggressively looking to get that shot? Do I feel like you want to take that shot?
Yeah, Brunson, I always feel that.
Absolutely. With Damian, prior to Milwaukee, I always felt that. With Steph, I feel that. With any number of guys that have won championships, I've felt that. I have not felt that with Tatum. There are times where he defers or his game's not rolling, and then he decides this, it's not my night. Well, you don't have that choice if you're the best player on the team, to say, I'm taking this one off.
Rick Bucher on with Colin Cowherd earlier this week. It's a way to get into Jason Tatum and his clutch numbers. I don't know how much the Celtics are going to be in the clutch when they're sweeping the Chicago Bulls or the broken down Miami Heat, but Mego has some numbers to file away. We'll get to those coming up in a moment. Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. KP Bully Club says A.J. Brown is twice as good as any wide receiver that's been available.
Not Diggs. I don't think he's twice as good as Diggs, but I'd agree with the other two, with Higgins and
forget about twice
Ridley
as good.
And
is
whatever.
Is he the best name available?
Right now, yes.
Better than Ayuk, better than Higgins?
Yes.
Mego?
I'm going to look at this as like the entire offseason.
Yeah. Yeah, throw in
I'd say
Keenan
yes
Allen.
The whole offseason, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think that's fair.
Twice, Higgins is a two. Ridley was a two. Ayuk is kind of a two. I mean,
twice
you know.
As good as too far. Yeah. And Ayuk was awesome last year, but right. They also had Debo and McCaffrey and
Diggs
Kittle and like.
Has been a better receiver, but not where he is in his career.
Yeah,
now.
I would. Look, based on age and everything else, I would agree. He's been the best receiver available yet. Fair. There's also this 37937. You guys all know the number. What's the difference in attitude between Diggs and Brown? Fair point. Completely fair point.
Don't care. So, I'd take them both.
Yeah, look, I was playing devil's advocate on A.J. Brown. It's like, look, do you want to bring in a guy who has stormed out after 3 years and now 2 years in Philadelphia and constantly wants a new contract? I would say that's not ideal, but the texter is 100% right. You'd be dealing with the same thing with Stephon Diggs. I think his stays were a little longer. Can someone look that up? Was he like 4 years in Minnesota? Was he another four in Buffalo? Was he even that long in Buffalo? What were his tenures? So I think his tenures were a little longer off the top of my head, but same idea. Fair point. There's also this. Jones still thinks overpaying for Ridley is a good idea. Literally not.
5 years in Minnesota, four in Buffalo.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a little longer, but same idea. Literally not how
he's
to
older,
build,
too.
Yeah, literally not how to build a team, said the texter. I'm sorry, right. Signing Calvin Ridley would have been dumb. The way the Patriots are building their team, brilliant. You're right. Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937.
He was still holding on to that. It's unbelievable. That's not the right way to do it. Oh, this is the right
Guys,
way then? The last couple years,
this is
the right way to go?
This is also what people don't get. The Patriots wanted him.
Yes.
The Patriots offered him money. They just didn't want him bad enough, and they weren't going to extend to get him, but they wanted him. So they were stupid for wanting him?
Their offer that they made him would have been considered an overpay most time, you know, like someone else overpaid more. You were still going to overpay him.
No, I agree. The way the Patriots are building it is smart. Our buddy
no,
John.
It's honorable.
Our buddy John is in the car. What's up, John?
Hey, I got a quick question for you there, Jonesy. Mm-hmm. Something's bugging me for the past month or so. If you had to give up mock drafts or Colin Cowherd for like a month free. Ooh. Like, which one would you have to do?
I'd give up the mock drafts, but I can't quit my man Colin. That's a year round. That's a year round exercise. Yeah.
It's a tough question. It's been on and on for. So listen, this AJ Brown story is just a hilarious look at why collaboration, the GM, is absolutely the stupidest thing the Patriots could have done going into this year. It's reactionary that they're somehow now supposedly going after AJ Brown after there was some like internet buzz. I'm supposed to believe that this is real, or it's just something that Jonathan and Bob like threw down to Stacey James. Are like, hey, we hear this guy is unhappy on the social media. We should probably try to get him.
Okay, so in fairness, some of that started with us. Some of that started, and Curran, I think, wrote it first, but he mentioned to us, and we're going to talk to Tommy Curran about 40 minutes from now, 3:30, mark it down. He mentioned the idea that A.J. Brown could be available, and he's like, I'm just speculating. I was looking at his situation, just speculating, and there was a lot of squawking with A.J. Brown at the beginning of the offseason. It kind of settled down.
Then they paid Smith, though. I mean, the Eagles aren't exactly positioning themselves in a way that makes it seem like they're dead set on keeping him.
But what John in the car is saying is that they're just reacting to somebody who's already out there. I think Curran already had the ball rolling on that. Meantime, let's get to some of these Jason Tatum numbers. Mego, you crunched further the clutch numbers for Tatum.
Yes,
what'd you find?
Yes, this is very disappointing to point out because I know people are going to flip this back as I hate Jason Tatum.
Oh, you do.
And I don't. I really like Jason Tatum. So I went through, and I want to clarify something. There's clutch, and what I'm talking about sounds incredibly dumb, but it's actually kind of important. It's called double clutch. So clutch is the stat from NBA. Yeah, double clutch.
I mean, look.
You better.
Why get one patty when you can get two? Double it up. I agree.
So clutch is the NBA stat that everybody knows where it's the last 5 minutes, and it's within a 5-point differential. Double clutch is what we were talking about the other day, mm-hmm. which is around 2 minutes or less. And you're within two scores. And the best way to say it is like buzzer beaters, highlight reel, hero moments. And so I went through the entire NBA playoffs and ranked players who had 12 or more double clutch shot attempts this season and who was the most clutch and who was the least clutch. It's probably not surprising the most clutch was LeBron James. So LeBron James clutch.
I'm surprised by that.
I am too.
His double clutch is
67%. I saw LeBron miss 18 billion jump shots the other night when I was holding on for dear life in my bet against the Pelicans. I'm sorry. So he's number one?
Yeah. The top five are LeBron James, SGA, Malik Monk, De'Aaron Fox, and Anthony Edwards. Hmm. So that's the top five. Jalen Brunson is six. So okay. Don't worry. He's up there quite high.
How are the Kings the 10 seed in the West with the two most top five clutch players in the league?
Well, you got to think that they're in a lot of close games.
Fair point.
Keep going. So this is 19 players in all. I'll read you the bottom five, which is kind of depressing. Let me make sure it's five. I'm having trouble counting. Tyrese Maxey, Trae Young, Darius Garland, Jimmy Butler. Now, this is all based on this season. Jason Tatum.
Wow.
Jason Tatum comes in 19th with 24% in 19 attempts.
And those are all fairly inefficient players, right? I mean, Butler, we've seen hit big shots against the Celtics. We also saw him miss a jumper in transition in Game 7 a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is almost entirely based on the regular season this year.
Yeah. But so, okay, Tatum's 19 out of 19 in double clutch.
Double clutch. He's in clutch. He's 51%, which is the league standard is 47%. So he's slightly above league standard, but he's not spectacular there either.
Okay. 19th out of 19. How many more of these stats do you need to hear and read? Mego's got a bunch of them because she's got an agenda against Tatum.
No, I hate Jason Tatum.
Forsberg has a bunch of them. I'm sorry, Mego, one
erase
more.
Erase that. One more time, Jason Tatum.
Yeah, no, we all know.
Do sound like I was just sucking back tequila last night, don't I?
We can all tell by your tone. Hungover Mego just is not a fan of Tatum.
The way that the girl talks is melodramatic.
That is true. That is true.
And that's on a sober day. So when it comes to Jason Tatum, how many more numbers do you need to hear? Celtics better be winning these games by 10, 12, 15. Because if it's a one-possession game, they're screwed. Whether it's the Bulls, whether it's the Heat, whether it's whomever. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on all of it. We'll take your Celtics thoughts. We'll also get into some potential trade scenarios for the Patriots. We talk about Washington screwing up their pick at number 3. What do they do if they don't like what's left? We have some ideas. We'll get to it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.